Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Today I'll talk sports and Kevin will ask the questions that make me sit because I never even thought of that.
There's a lot of those questions out there. That's the problem.
Let's take you. Why is Stephen Obeng-Ajopong playing for the West?
I don't know. Tell me.
They're trying to even up the teams so he can play. That's why. The West needed more DBs.
Now that we've solved that question, what do we have going on today, then?
Nothing. I'm just going to coast home for the rest of the week. Should be good.
Okay.
Orlo with James Franklin at 4:06, I think, is pretty good.
That's not bad.
We will have the head football coach of the Nittany Lions on the show a little less than an hour from now. I think that's a good way to end the week. Yeah, I'll take care of business that way. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. I'll become a good client of Brewers Outlet by working the show with Kevin.
Yeah.
They have a great selection, obviously, of beer. Great selection of domestics. Snacks. Ooh, great. Wonderful array of snacks, pickle bar, and, of course, fresh hot roasted peanuts. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Yeah, so that's where we are.
I do have a question that I wanted to bring up to you. I was reading a bunch of different articles about recruiting lately. Now, I know we can't talk about specific recruits, and that's fine. This is a general question. Obviously, a lot of people in the Nashville area are not real happy with some recruits leaving, giving up their verbals to go to Vanderbilt and to come to Penn State. But I think what everybody has to keep in mind, both at Penn State and at Vanderbilt, is yes, there's a little wooing going on maybe, but all of these kids wanted to go to a school for a certain reason. And a lot of times it has to do with the coach. So why is everybody shocked that there are a few recruits from Vanderbilt that wanted to go to Vanderbilt because of Coach Franklin and now will go to Penn State for that same reason?
Well, I talked about this earlier in the week. And I'll talk about it again now.
And the opposite goes, let me throw this in real quick. The opposite goes for, you know, some of the players that Penn State has lost. Now, they've decided to go elsewhere, maybe. But, you know, I think it goes both ways. So go ahead.
I will address this, by the way, with Coach Franklin when he's on the show an hour from now. But the one thing that we fail to do consistently as reporters, and sometimes what fans fail to do, is you don't put yourselves, and I don't put myself, often enough into the shoes of the person making the decision. That is the player. Now, Derek Mason evidently is going to take over as the head coach of Vanderbilt. At least he's been offered. He's the defensive coordinator at Stanford. But for a week now, nobody knew who the head coach of Vanderbilt was going to be. So if I'm a recruit, let's go back to what we've talked about repeatedly all month. What it's like to be settled. People like to have things settled. They like to have things settled. Okay, my house is settled. My car is settled. My job is settled. And for a kid who's 17, 18 years old, suddenly out of nowhere, what they thought was the direction they had settled on, the coach they had settled on, now you're in limbo. Well, it turns out that this coach goes someplace else. Well, none of these players have signed with anybody. I mean, nobody's signed. There's no binding letter of intent. So they're all still recruitable players. So just like a certain defensive tackle in the New York area decided to change from Penn State to Florida, these guys have decided to change from Vanderbilt to Penn State because they think it's the best move for them. And that is what they are entitled to do. They have not signed a binding letter of intent. I mean, as I always tell people, I always use the example of Ben Klein. He originally verbaled to Pitt. Boy, were people thrilled when he flipped over to Penn State. That was great. Well, they're entitled to make decisions. The defensive tackle made his decision. Okay. And you know how I feel about the recruiting part of it. I trust, when I look and see who offered said guys, I trust where they want to go with it. And then I don't make my decisions about plus or minus on guys until I actually see them on a practice field here. Because that is the first time in their lives that they are on a practice field with comparable talent. The vast majority of time in high school, they're not on the field with comparable talent when they're that good. Does that answer all your questions?
I think so. I mean, I don't make much out of players you lose after a transition like this and players you get, because I think it kind of all balances out in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, if there's a coaching change, if that's the reason you wanted to play at a certain school and you're not playing there now, well, I guess I can understand that. I know in Vanderbilt they feel as though that they're getting
poached.
Picked over. Poached. Yeah, that's the word. That's exactly the word I heard used. They feel they're getting poached. But again, you know, I think Coach Franklin said this in his introductory statement. You know, it's all about relationships. Recruiting is about relationships, and he's obviously built a relationship with at least three players that they feel that they would rather go to a school they hadn't even looked at or maybe even thought about instead of going to Vanderbilt.
None of them have signed anywhere.
That's very true.
I mean, a 17 or 18-year-old, my goodness, let's go through the decision-making process of a 17 or 18-year-old. I mean, I have a decision-making process. I make at 56. Okay? That's because my decision-making process is based on experience in life. And it's not foolproof. But it's the process I use to make decisions. Well, the process I use now is different than the process I used when I was 17 or 18. I've lived longer. And the longer I live, the more I belong on radio. But that is, I mean, you know, they have to talk to their parents about it. They have to talk, or whomever. It's a big decision you're making in your life. Okay? It's a huge decision you're making in your life. All right? I mean, James Franklin, 41-year-old, just made one of the biggest decisions of his life. He loved Vanderbilt. He enjoyed it, the whole thing, but he, you know, for him moving forward in his life and his career? He's here. We're going to have him on at 4:06 today.
By the way,
let's take your son as an example. What is his decision making process at his age?
Does he have time to play the Xbox before he has to go to bed, and did he get all his homework done so he can?
And your son, by the way, you know, and we kid around a lot, is a very, very intelligent young man.
He is. He does really well in
school. He's a very, very intelligent young man, very responsible young man too, and is taking on a little bit of leadership with people around him. After, you know, which is a credit to him. But at the same time, there's a decision-making process, right, that is different at that age. Okay?
That might be an understatement, but yeah.
But
I agree with what you're saying. You're right.
Look, this is one of the biggest decisions they're going to make in their entire life. Okay, and look, every single one of these guys, let's not kid ourselves here, okay? Every single one of these guys, okay, is looking at this as a stepping stone to what?
The NFL.
Of course. And let's not kid ourselves. There isn't one guy that signs with a BCS school that is not thinking about, if I do this, this continues me on my road to the National Football League.
Yeah, the dream's still there.
Every one of them thinks that, okay? Every one of them thinks that. That's why they were offered a letter of intent. That's why they were recruited. Look at all the schools who recruited me. 3-4 years, I'm in the show. And then the first week of practice rolls around in August, and reality sets in for 2/3 of them. Uh-oh. Road to the show might be a little longer than I thought. You know, I'm really glad I picked that engineering major. Could be worse. I could have picked communications. All right. James Franklin coming up in the next hour. He'll join us at 4:06. We'll talk with the head coach of the Nittany Lions. It's a good way to end the week, don't you think? Let me guess, Kevin, on Twitter and on Facebook, you put out the word already, haven't you?
Of course I did.
It's where you live. These are your people.
It's time to move into the next century, Stephen. You can fight it all you want, but it's still going to happen.
Yeah, but I called him and on a regular phone, and he said, I'll do the interview. Okay? I think I did.
You called him on a cell phone, though. That doesn't count.
It is an office phone. Surprise.
Darn it, that backfired.
Hey, you've had more than 2 years of that.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Fun day for us as we continue to do a job we love, enjoy, and at the same time try to get guests on that we think will intrigue you. And we think that the new head football coach of the Nittany Lions fills that bill for us quite nicely today. James Franklin is going to join us at 4:06 today. We think it's a good way to cap the week. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You go in there, you want a look, this is a great weekend. Another great sports weekend. You have the AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday. Lots of college basketball, including the Nittany Lions playing Purdue. You also have some ice hockey coming up tonight. Penn State, Michigan State tonight, tomorrow. Lots of great events going on. So you want to make sure you're stocked up for the weekend. You don't want to be running around all the time. You want to make sure you're stocked up. You also never know who's going to show up at the door that says, hey, I came over to watch the game with you. Tremendous. Well, you want to make sure you're fully stocked with beverages. Oh, lots of beverages. They have a great selection of beer, great domestics. On top of it, snacks, wide array of snacks, the pickle bar, fresh, hot roasted peanuts. Oh, that is so good. It's all at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Thanks to our great sponsors. You know, we talk glowingly about them because we believe in each and every one of them. That's the important part for me when we talk about sponsorship, is that we can talk basically from the heart about them, that they're just great places to go and do business with. And we know they're, and we know that they're going to treat you right. That's the biggest part. All right. We roll through this afternoon together. James Franklin on at 4:06. Kevin asking the, now let's get your part out of the way, okay? Everybody just bear with. Yes,
what's
your
my part?
While the rest of us enjoy football, baseball, basketball, hockey, and so forth, your priority list is a little different than the rest of America, and the ratings show it. So tell everybody about the
You're
about
talking
the
about
auto.
What I sent you earlier today.
Tell us about the auto race.
I found out today that the Pocono 400 last year, the IndyCar race that was 400 miles, will be 500 miles this year. Very excited about that, being the Pocono IndyCar 500. And if you remember, yeah. Steve, one of the reasons we were told from the president of the raceway when we were there the weekend of the race was the reason they went with 400 miles is because ABC did not give them any more time.
Right.
Well, it ended up there was one caution flag in this race, and they ended up having to fill for like 45 minutes to an hour. Well, ABC is not carrying the race now. It's going to be NBC Sports Network, so now it appears as though they have the opportunity to go to 500 miles.
Wonderful. Are we going back?
Of course we're going back. Like you had now to you, ask.
Now you think about the past year.
Right?
Think about the past year and what we've done. Okay? U.S. Open. Did the show from the U.S. Open at Dick Girardi. Matt Kuchar we had on the show from the U.S. Open. We went to Pocono. Had Scott Goodyear on. Started out the year last year when Bill O'Brien made his big announcement that he was going to be back. Then we had him on the show. Today we got James Franklin on the show talking about his new era. You know, we've tried to go different places at different times. You know, we've had Pat Chambers on the show. Of course, we always have Joe Susan on the show. We always have Dave Paulson on the show and so forth. But, I mean, we tried to take the, you know, we did the show from the NCAA tournament, too. I mean, we've done a lot of different things here in the past year, haven't we?
And one of the things coming up in the next year or this year, obviously going back to Pocono, you're going to be doing some stuff, you think, from the Super Bowl in the next couple of weeks. And we're still working on, and every time we get it scheduled, something happens that he can't be with us. But Jim Nantz is still on the radar. Hopefully be able to get him before the Super Bowl and maybe again as well before the Masters.
That would be great because Jim Nantz and I have something very much in common.
Do play-by-play sports?
No, it's personal, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's very personal because Jim Nantz has written a wonderful book about the experience with his father lapsing into Alzheimer's. And that's something that I have in common with him because mine passed away. It'll be 10 years coming up this September, but you know what you do to go through a situation like that, and he's been very open about that. And it actually, when we do get him on the show, is something we will talk about because it's something that we both are very passionate about, and it's something that's very important to each of us. So that's why we will talk about it and so forth. That's great. That is great. I really relish the opportunity to talk. He's a great professional. And not only that, but he's also a guy that listens to a lot of different things across the landscape. And if he hears something that he likes, he tells you. He's that kind of guy. So relish the opportunity to talk to him. What a career he's had. So what about the high school basketball schedule for you?
Tonight, the Braves take on Jersey Shore from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Pregame 7:06 tonight with Chief joining me.
That'll be, by the way, 5:06 for those of you listening in Denver.
Correct. That's right. And probably in the wee hours of the morning in Sochi, or afternoon, actually, on Saturday. Do we have to start adjusting everything for Russian time, and then as soon as that ends, we got to get ready for Ireland time?
I know I'm not.
Well, you mentioned yesterday that the football game in Ireland is going to be like an 8:30 kickoff?
8:30 Eastern time
in the East, right?
Yeah, that means Jack and I will be on the air at 7.
Right. Breakfast with Steve and Jack is what we called it. And there have been a few people that have made comments on Facebook about it. And Phyllis said, did I hear Steve write that it's going to be an 8:30 a.m. start?
Yep.
And that is correct. I am not real happy about having to get up that early to watch the game. Not excited about that at all. Phyllis said she could relate to that. She said there'll be no tailgating for us that early.
Wait a second.
7 o'clock the guy, is early, man.
Weren't you the guy that told me how much you'd love to live in Hawaii or in California and watch the NFL at 9 in the morning?
Yeah, that's 9 in the morning. That's not this 7.
It's 8:30.
I want to hear. No. I want to hear the whole thing. So I'm going to listen to the tailgate show. I want the whole experience. Don't you know that by now?
What do you want to hear? How I open it?
No.
From Cork to Limerick. Is that what you want?
No.
You know what? I have how many months now to write the open?
Yeah, you'll write it 3 seconds before, so I don't even know why we're worrying about it.
Excuse me. But even that's incorrect. Because I'm not writing it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know why it's not a later game in Ireland? Like, maybe, I don't know, 4? Because that's what? That's 1 o'clock in Ireland? Is that right?
1:30.
All right,
1:30. It's five-hour difference.
Couldn't you make it a 4:30 start? A 5 even?
No.
I mean, I'm assuming there's lights at the stadium, so that's not an issue.
It's the fourth largest stadium in Europe.
That's what I said. I'm assuming there's lights.
Yeah, but I also think part of this is that, you know, I think it goes with what the television schedule is. So if you start out the day, since this game's in Ireland and they can play it at 1:30 in the afternoon there, if they play it at 8:30 here in the States, that can give you 5 games that ESPN can have an opening weekend on that day.
Well, I guarantee you College Game Day isn't going to be out there.
No, they won't be there, but they'll lead into it. I mean, it gives them 5 games that they can carry on that particular on that one network. I mean, that's a big part of this. I mean, so when they sit there and they pick a time, because when Notre Dame played Navy, that's exactly what time that game started.
No, I know.
I mean, same thing. What's the difference? I mean, my goodness. I mean, at that point, and when the game's over, we'll go play a round of golf. It's all good.
That's what is behind all this. It's your tea time.
You know what? That'll be Thursday or Friday. No, seriously, that'll be Thursday or Friday. Because, I mean, I'm very big on the fact that, you know, people say, oh, what are you going to do? It's like, I'm very big on these always being business trips. always being business trips. That always comes first. That's a big part of it for me. I mean, you know, you want to walk in there well prepared, ready to go, and do the job. I mean, that, you know, to me, the focal point of the whole reason of being there is to broadcast the game. Now, if it turns out we play a round of golf along the way, well, yeah, we're going to get there on Tuesday. What do you want to do? Just sit in the stadium, write the Open? Who would do that? I hear no response.
Well, that's because I have a couple of calls lined up for you. Dave from Sunbury on the line, Steve.
Dave, how are you, buddy?
Okay. I wasn't going to call in, but two things that I heard, I just had to chirp in. Your cohort there.
It's always him.
Two things. The one is, when he said about the Vanderbilt people were upset about poaching.
Right,
yeah.
Well, if you want to say about poaching, how about the NCAA-sponsored poaching of 2 years ago?
No, you're not going to get an argument from me
that's
about
poaching.
That.
When they open
that's
up,
free agency.
You know, that, to me, that's poaching. When you're already on scholarship. Huh?
No question. Oh, no. Hey, look, you're getting or look, this, there'll be a. I think I've opened up a lot about how I feel about this.
Yeah.
You know, and there are just certain things that just.
Just let it go.
And I've really tried to do my best just to kind of let her go.
Move on.
Be cool, move on, because I've said enough. I think I've said enough to this point.
But I do understand what the Vanderbilt people are saying. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. You look at it from their perspective, and it kind of feels that way. I get that.
I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way because you know what? They haven't signed, and why should they be bound to something that they only verbal to? Because the organization has changed compared to the one they verbal to.
Well, I'm not saying I agree with it. I understand why they feel that way. That's all I meant. I'm not saying I agree with it.
Well, from my perspective is when you send your John Hancock on a scholarship, that's different. But until then, you're a free agent.
Yep.
You know, these kids were on scholarship, and the NCAA says, goodbye, you know, you can go wherever you want now. I was upset with that deal, but just as move on.
Well, and the difference is the number of people that showed up on campus to try and actively recruit them away from their current school. That's the part, part I found to be appalling. And you know what that told me? Okay, each one of those schools, if I was the athletic director, I literally would have called.
Oh.
In other words, in August, you felt that badly about our program that you felt you had to go get somebody else's player.
Yeah.
I mean, as an athletic director, I would have called them in the carpet and said, excuse me, exactly where our program is right now?
Yeah. If you're going to, you got to go get all these other extra kids, right? Boom. But
that's
the other
my point.
The other thing that I found funny, to be truthfully honest, was that deal about the, discussing the kickoff time for that game over in Ireland, and Kevin there saying about getting up and that. Well, what time does he get up when he goes out deer hunting?
Listen, let's see. 5 o'clock if I have to, but not very often, to be quite honest with you, Dave. I'll be honest with you, not real often do I get up that early.
One question, Kevin, just to continue and let it go, but then it's a continuation.
Yeah.
How much game do you really mind?
Let's not get into that one. That's a topic for a whole other day, all right?
Dave, have a great weekend because I know we got a couple more callers, okay? We're going to go to Tony and Shamokin next. Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend.
Look, this might sound stupid, but it's just going to bug me. It's going to bug me all night but to get the answer. The Ireland game starts at 8:30.
Eastern time, yeah.
Eastern time, so 1 o'clock, but it's really a 1 o'clock start in Ireland.
1:30.
1:30. But on the West Coast here, the game will be on at 5:30.
Exactly. So we're just doing whatever we can to get the populace of the coast up and running before they want to.
So we're going to get a tape delay of the game.
You'll have it live at 8:30. You'll have it live.
Ireland's only 5 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, Ireland's only 5 hours ahead. That's why you see, like, for example, Wimbledon. Wimbledon's at 9 in the morning here on the East Coast, but it's actually 2 o'clock in England.
Now, see, I don't know. I'm not stupid, but this just doesn't grasp me.
No, that's okay. I need to do the math sometimes myself. So, yeah, and you're right. If it's live at 8:30 in Ireland, or I'm sorry, 1:30 in Ireland, it'll be 8:30 on the East Coast, and it'll be live 5:30 a.m. on the West Coast.
Oh, all right. Okay. See, that was going to bug me the rest of the day.
Tony.
And I didn't want drinking yet.
Just get up, have some Cheerios, some milk. Turn on the TV at 8:30. It's all good. This reminds me of the George Paterno story. We're at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is in the Eastern time zone. We stayed in Michigan City in the Central time zone, 40 miles away. So we kept trying to tell George what time we were going to leave, and he kept saying, this time or that time. I finally grabbed George's watch, and I said, George, when your watch says 7:30, we're going. He goes, okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for clarifying all that. All right, have a good day.
Carl in Turbotville. Hi, Carl. Thanks for your patience. Appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Steve. It's good to hear you guys. So, you know, people that are, thinking that this is a problem. Listen, I lived in Nome, Alaska for 2 years. Had to get up and see the start of the Penn State games at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm here to tell you, when you're a true Penn Stater, it is no problem, people. You know, set the alarm clock, get up, have breakfast, enjoy the game. You got the rest of the day. It's great.
See, the good part is, Carl, I can actually go back to bed after the game's over and take a
nap. There you go.
Carl, why were you in Nome, and what was the experience like?
Oh, Nome is awesome. Dog mushing, snow machining, all that. I'm a dentist, and I was serving my country up there with Public Health Service, flying around in airplanes and treating Eskimos.
Awesome. That's awesome that you did that.
It was a fantastic experience, a great opportunity.
Wow, that is tremendous.
On the plane, on the way, moving to Nome, guy sitting next to me, engineer from Penn State.
How about that?
Absolutely.
You'll find Penn Staters everywhere, and I think we're going to find a lot of them in Ireland. So you are already Nome conditioned.
Absolutely.
That an 8:30 start means nothing to Carl in Turbotville.
It's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. And, hey, looking forward to hearing from Coach Franklin here.
Yep.
Please wish him our best. You know, we're excited to have him come and see what he can do.
Well, absolutely. We're going to have him on just 12 minutes from now, Carl.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much. We'll come back in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford is serious. Serious about liquidating $5.3 million of new Ford inventory by January 31st.
And this is how they're going to do it.
Come in and choose from over 100 new F-Series trucks with savings up to $10,300. SMC has the largest selection of F-150s in all of Central PA. And they start under $20,000. Take $4,500 off all 35 2014 Ford Focuses. And they start at $15,990. Sunbury Motors has over 30 of the top-selling 2014 Ford Fusions slashed to as low as $19,880. The 2014 Ford Escapes are flying off the lot. SMC has 65 to pick from, starting at $20,880. With financing available as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models and the largest selection of new Fords in the entire Susquehanna Valley, Sunbury Motors is the clear choice for your next vehicle. SMC is serious about moving $5.3 million of inventory by January 31st, Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza
and at sunburymotors.com.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
We'll be right back. James Franklin will be joining us at just after 4:06 here. We'll talk with the head coach of the Nittany Lions. Okay, so this Ireland start time has people in a real tizzy. I'm loving it. You know, I mean, this is the first time. I mean, the last time Penn State was in a position where they were in a five-hour time difference is when they played in the Aloha Bowl in 1983. So, it's the last time they had a five-hour time difference in games from State College. You're looking at 31 years. And I was on the broadcast team that year, and this is what they did. I did not work the Aloha Bowl. You know what they did?
What happened?
Well, it was Penn State in Washington, and they what they did was Gil Santos, the play-by-play guy for Penn State, and whomever the play-by-play guy was for Washington, they took one each, and they went, and they did the game. One did one half, one did the other half, and was the color analyst for the other. I was sent to Hartford to do basketball.
Why did you draw the short straw?
I sat there, and I said, I got the wrong H. You got Honolulu. I got Hartford. What? I said, what's going on here? So, and then to make it worse, is the Civic Center roof started leaking during the game. Well, I had tickets to the game the night that the roof caved in. When I was in college, and I declined to go. Now, it happened at 4 in the morning after the game was over. But I'm looking up at the roof and I'm saying, this thing caved in 4 years ago. I'm watching it leak. Meanwhile, Gil's out there. Hey, Stefano, this is great. You should see how sunny it is here. I said, that's great. We're having an ice storm here. I have lots of stories. Oh, yeah, lots. James Franklin, though, is going to be our rudder and steady the ship. Not only on the football field, but on this show. He's coming up next after the news, top of the hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.